The Guardian.
You'd think that if anywhere I was going to stay Labour, it would be Barnsley, Arthur Scargill's old stamping ground in the heartland of the former Yorkshire coalfield. But they've only just held on here. Looks like the majority is going to be one. It was three over a coalition of independents who are very strong in Barnsley. A lot of them are ex-Labour, some ex-Tory, some ex-Liberal. They've seen off the British National Party, who mounted a strong challenge, but there's a lot of concern that although the BNP didn't win any actual wards, it polled quite well overall. They were getting things like 500, 600, that sort of thing, where the winning councillor was getting 1,000, 1,200. So that's a significant factor. But I've just been talking to Steve Houghton, the council leader, who retains his position as council leader. He says that the recent controversy over the 10p tax band has been devastating on the party, and it's a message he wants to take down to London as urgently as possible.
Labour didn't listen to the people, and a lot of people had been adversely affected.
And I would guess, especially in an area like this, where the wages by and large will be low.
Very low. There's not a lot of difference between unemployment benefit and the minimum wage. £6, £7 and £8 a week to some of these people is very significant.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.